To other world news now, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have destroyed the eastern city of Bakhmut, turning it into what he described as burnt ruins. Fighting has reportedly intensified around the city in the Donetsk region. Zelensky says the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities. Bakhmut was home to 72,000 people. It became a main military target for Moscow in August. It's the only major area of the front line where Russian forces are still trying to advance. For more on this, let's bring in Rory Challens, who joins me live now from Kyiv. Hello there, Rory. What more can you tell us about these latest developments?
Well, the extraordinary thing about the fight for Bakhmut at the moment is that despite the fact that this city is pretty much, as we just heard there, in ruins, there are still civilians in the town trying to eke out an existence amongst the rubble, living in basements, doing what they can to survive the onslaught. This fight has been going on, as you just said there, for months, with the Russians seemingly hell-bent on taking Bakhmut and launching wave after wave, recently at least, of full frontal assaults. And it has a lot of people scratching their heads, trying to work out why do the Russians want Bakhmut so much. It doesn't seem to have much strategic value. Now, of course, you can flip that question and you can say, well, if it doesn't have that much strategic value, why are the Ukrainians defending it so hard? It seems perhaps as if attrition is the key, that both sides, the Ukrainians and the Russians, are just trying to inflict as many deaths, as many casualties on their enemies as they possibly can, that killing is the point, grinding the enemy down. It really is hellish fighting. I was speaking to a soldier yesterday who was here in Kyiv to recover from a concussion that he had received because of an artillery shell that exploded nearby. He was just out of hospital, and he was saying that in the fighting recently, he'd been surviving on 3 hours sleep a night for a week at a time. He'd had one ration pack for 5 days of fighting on the front lines. It's grim stuff there that is going on in Bakhmut. Now, there, of course, is other fighting going on. We have heard that there were drone strikes launched by the Russians yesterday at cities and targets across the south of the country, Odessa particularly badly hit. Now, there has been some speculation about these Iranian drones. Do they work well in cold weather, with some suggesting that they're not equipped to fly in sub-zero temperatures, others suggesting that because we've seen strikes recently, they must have been adapted by the Russians to work better in sub-zero zones. Well, we've had a bit of clarification recently from the Ukrainian Air Command, saying that because the temperature has been above zero in the south recently, that's why we've seen more of these Iranian drone strikes used by the Russians. The Ukrainians have been hitting back with drone strikes of their own in Crimea overnight. We don't quite know of the success of those yet. We do know of more success that the Ukrainians have had with likely HIMARS strikes. Now, HIMARS is this precision rocket system that the Americans gave to the Ukrainians and other Western partners gave to the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians have been using very successfully over recent months. It looks like they use HIMARS to hit various targets in occupied territory, particularly Melitopol, which is a southern occupied city with a base housing Russian troops there, burning overnight. The Ukrainians say as many as 200 Russian personnel were at their base when it was struck.
All right, we really appreciate the update as always. Rory Challens, live for us there in Kyiv. Yuri Sak is an advisor to the Ukrainian Minister of Defence. He explains why Russian forces have been so persistent in their advance of Bakhmut.
The reason why their attacks are so fierce and in many ways, difficult to explain, because they have lost thousands of Russian soldiers trying to take control of Bakhmut. Now, the main reason, of course, is that in the second half of this year, the Russian army has not had any success on the battlefield. The last city that they took control of was Lysychansk. And since then, it was only backwards for them. These attempts to encircle the city were doomed, and the Russian army fled from Kharkiv region. So it is indeed trying to get a success for the sake of success, but the city does not have any strategic importance Moreover, what needs to be said is they are using now in Bakhmut the same tactics they've used before in cities like Mariupol, like Rubizhne. So they are raising it to the ground. It's a barrage of artillery fire. Day in, day out, they are throwing their soldiers, you know, both regular army, the Wagner group, the so-called Wagner group, the newly mobilized, they're dying there in hundreds on a daily basis. So it is very difficult to comprehend what they're trying to achieve. They need badly some success, because otherwise they will meet 1 year of this war without anything to show to their own people.